these things is not like the others. One of these things doesn't belong. Can you tell which thing is not like the other by the time I finish this song?
You can define yourself any way that you want, but just saying it doesn't make it so. We got lots to do. Come on, let's go. Good morning, my friends, and welcome to yet another incredible installment of Weekend Update. From very high above all the puerile and vacuous forms of Wyoming mainstream media, this is Cowboy State Politics. I, of course, am your illustrious host, David Iverson, firmly and permanently ensconced behind the silver Cowboy State Politics microphone and broadcasting to you from the base of the Bighorns at the Cowboy State Politics Northern Command Studio in Sheridan, Wyoming. Good morning, my friends, and welcome to the program. Happy Saturday. If you hadn't noticed, I'm a bit under the weather. I'm fairly certain that I've got one of the forms of the jackass flu that's going around. If you're unfamiliar, allow me to explain. The Democrats have a unique ability to infect just about everything. Yeah, it's true. I'm fairly certain that I ran into one of these critters at the Patriot Chat in Sheridan on Thursday. See, where all the guests had to sit was right behind the founder of the Frontier Republicans, Gail Simmons. Admittedly, she is a registered Republican, but really, when you get down to it, she's just another one of these Democrats that can't spell. Come to think of it, the last few days, there's been a whole bunch of people that have been butchering the King's English. Just because you claim to be something does not make you that thing. Dylan Mulvaney claims that he's a woman, but that does not make him a woman. Leah Thomas claims to be a female swimmer, but that too does not make him a female swimmer. It makes him a mediocre male swimmer that likes to beat up on girls. Similarly, there are a whole bunch of politicians in Wyoming that like to claim that they are one thing when really they're another. Remember, just because you claim to be a man, that doesn't make you a man. It's the time-honored tradition of telling your constituents that you're a conservative when really you're not. Take, for example, former State Representative Jamie Flitner. She was in the House of Representatives from 2017 to 2022, 5 years. During that time, she voted with the Democrats an average of 81% of the time. 81. Of the 2,439 votes that Jamie Flitner shared with Minority Floor Leader Democrat Kathy Connolly, they voted together 1,924 times. In many ways, politics is a lot like baseball. In baseball, they count everything, which is probably why I like politics so much. It's so easy to count votes. At the end of the day, how you vote, how your votes count up, that ends up being the type of politician that you are. And so, if your name is Jamie Flitner and you vote with the Democrats 80% of the time, that kind of means that you're a Democrat, no matter how you identify. But in Wyoming, if you want to get elected, it's almost a foregone conclusion that you have to be a conservative. Reason being is most Wyoming citizens are really conservative. That's why most people live in Wyoming. And it's also why, when people run for office, one of the very first things that comes out of their mouth is, I'm a conservative. Take, for example, this little gem of audio. This is Jamie Flitner before she was an elected state representative. There's not a lot there, but notice that she says, less legislation, less government, government get the heck out of the way.
And I think as legislators, the best way for us to do that is to get the hell out of the way. We need less legislation, less regulation. All it does is impede growth.
Yeah, sounds super conservative, doesn't it? Unfortunately for Jamie Flitner, a lot of the bills that she sponsored during her time in the legislature did exactly the opposite of what she said in that soundbite. For example, in 2019, her HB 197 would have allowed school districts to stash more tax dollars while at the same time still receiving the same state funding. House Bill 177, which she sponsored, would create agricultural licenses for hemp, which, of course, would lead to a whole bunch of other dumb agricultural licenses. And then there was HB 146, which, and talk about somebody who's totally interested in transparency, HB 146 would allow local governments to not publish the names of elected officials or government employees that receive a salary. So much for all that transparency talk. In 2020, she proposed House Bill 168, which would have further involved the state of Wyoming in private political parties. And then there's my personal favorite from 2022, House Bill 19, which would have mandated that private landowners paint their fence posts with fluorescent orange paint to denote private property. So much for getting government out of the way, huh? And to top it all off, pretty much every year she was in the legislature, she sponsored a bill to repeal the death penalty. Super conservative, I know. So why all this talk about former Representative Jamie Flitner? She's not even in office anymore. She, along with some of her pals, have started a new legislative ratings website called the Conservative Accountability Project. Sounds great, I know. First, Jamie Flitner shouldn't be allowed anywhere near the word conservative. After all, she did vote with the Democrats 81% of the time. But anyway, the website purports to try to tell you what exactly a true Wyoming conservative is. The website is meant to mimic a lot of the other ratings websites that are in and outside of the state of Wyoming. What's hilarious about it, though, well, let me just give you an example. According to the Conservative Accountability Project, former Redcoat Speaker of the House, Steve Harshman, you know, this guy.
So what's happened in these states that have done caps? And some of them are wealthy states, but really, who's benefited? The rich are going to benefit the most. They're going to benefit the most.
He's rated as a 100% true Wyoming conservative, while Mark Jennings is only rated at 40%. And using their same methodology, Democrat Minority Floor Leader Mike Yin would end up being more conservative than Mark Jennings, the guy who was very well near the top of every single other ratings website, including the ones that are completely outside of the state of Wyoming. The American Conservative Union, the Center for Legislative Analysis, John Birch Society, you know, those folks. While the results of the Conservative Accountability Project are funny enough, we could probably talk about them for at least a couple of episodes. How they arrived at them and the people behind this ridiculous website are far more interesting, and I'll get to those after the break. But first, an absolutely obscene profit timeout. It's a great day on the program when I get to welcome a new sponsor to Cowboy State Politics. As I've told you repeatedly on the program, I don't do business with just anyone. I'm not one of those people that'll just take money from anyone and then endorse whatever product or service that they offer, because I consider my audience, you, to be part of my family. Without you, I wouldn't be able to do what it is that I do. And so, I would never recommend a company that doesn't align with our values. I'd like to introduce you to Young's Camper Repair. Right now is probably not the time of year that you're thinking about camping. When I say the word camping, you're probably thinking, yeah, I'll get everything set up and then it'll snow on me. Really, though, it's the perfect time to be thinking about camping. That is, winterizing your camper and getting anything fixed that you've been putting off for a while. Young's Camper Repair is based in Worland, but they travel all over the state, mostly in northern Wyoming. But if you live further away and it's super inconvenient for you to haul your camper all the way up to Worland, give Tim and Tammy Young a call. They'll make arrangements to come and fix your camper on site. Give them a call. Their phone number is 307-431-8110. Again, that's 307-431-8110. Or you can check them out on their website at youngscamperrepair.com. My friends, it's Saturday, and you know what that means, don't you? Hot wings from the Wingette Food Truck. They make the most incredible wings in the state of Wyoming. And it's not just hot wings. They have several other different flavors. I personally recommend the garlic parmesan wings. They're incredible. Now, the way that you can figure out where that truck is going to be is go to their Facebook page, The Wingette Food Truck, and they post their weekly schedule there. That way, you can plan your entire week around where that truck is going to be. That's The Wingette Food Truck. Today's program is also brought to you by Morton Buildings. They are the experts in metal building construction. Doesn't really matter what type of building you're thinking about for your property, a small garage or a giant warehouse for your business. Give Nick and Jesse a call. Their phone number is 307-674-2532, or you can check them out on their website at mortonbuildings.com. And now, back to the people who are totally interested in transparency, and yet at the same time, they're completely lying to you. Before the break, I told you that the people behind this conservative accountability project and their methodology are far more interesting than their results. First, before I begin, I contacted all but one of the people that are involved in this dumb website. Jamie Flitner, Deemer True, Ron Michaeli, and Frank Moore. I sent emails, text messages, Facebook messages, and none of them responded. And I didn't pull a Trotsky Wolfson on them either and just give them a couple hours to respond. I gave them 3 days. I invited all four of them to come on the program and explain what it is that they're doing. But none of them took me up on it. So this tells you a couple of things. First of all, that their website is basically indefensible. All of their results are completely cooked up and biased to lead you to believe something that is absolutely not true. So let's talk about these people. I already told you about Jamie Flitner, how she voted with the Democrats about 81% of the time in all of her years in the Wyoming legislature. That Lady Redcoat thinks that she is the arbiter of all things conservative is laughable. To the Cowpie, in an article entitled, New Transparent Political Site Rates Lawmakers Who Are, quote, true Wyoming conservatives. And I quote, Frank Moore said, if you're going to say something, you should be able to stand behind it, end quote. I agree. Like coming on the biggest conservative program in the state of Wyoming to explain your website, transparency and all. Another nugget from the Cowpie caught my attention. Quote, Moore, who ran for chairman of the Wyoming Republican Party this past spring, said he was inspired to help start the website when considering the amount of misinformation spread during his chairman campaign against the current chair, Frank Ethorn. End quote. Considering that the only person in the Wyoming media that opposed Frank Moore's candidacy was me, what misinformation, Mr. Moore, would you be referring to? Surely you would have taken me up on the invitation to come on my program and explain what it was I was saying about you that wasn't true. Since you're so interested in correcting the record and transparency and all of that, I know for a fact that you got my very cordial text message, and yet you didn't respond. From the Cowpie, quote, I felt there was a lot of misinformation being put out there and people were just believing it without question, end quote. Well, whatever could that be, Frank Moore? The truth is that Frank Moore ran for chairman of an organization that he hardly ever participated in. Out of all of the state central committee meetings that I've attended, and there have been a lot of them, there has only been one that I saw Frank Moore at, and that was the elections that was held in Jackson. The election he lost by a considerable margin. So, Mr. Moore, if you're going to lob accusations through the cow pie at this program, you should at least have the courage to come on this program and explain where I'm wrong. Any true conservative would. And by the way, during his ridiculous candidacy for state GOP chair, I sent him two invitations to come on this program, both of which he never responded to. Nonetheless, that invitation is still open. So let's talk about Deemer True for a little bit, shall we? He's a former president of the Wyoming Senate and was heavily involved in the Republican Party before conservatives took power. At one time, he was a member of the executive committee of the Wyoming State Republican Party. But when conservatives won a lot of the elections in the party, Deemer True quit and focused his attention on the political action committee Wyoming Hope. They are the chief funders of all of the redcoats in the Wyoming legislature. To date, Wyoming Hope has taken in excess of $560,000 from B. Wayne Hughes, the owner of the Cowboy State Daily. Hughes is a California billionaire that moved to Jackson not that long ago. He's been heavily involved in green energy and all of this renewable energy bullcrap. Other contributors to Wyoming Hope include none other than Deemer True and Ron Michalai, both of whom who are involved in this conservative accountability project. Maybe these folks need a little accountability of their own. With one notable exception, all of the people who took money from Wyoming Hope ended up on the top of the Conservative Accountability Project's ratings website. That's curious. Another interesting point is all of those people that ended up on the top of the Conservative Accountability Project's website voted with the Democrats an average of 80% of the time. I'm sure that that's just another coincidence. Now, Ron Michalai is the father of Matt Michalai, who used to be the treasurer of Wyoming Hope. This is such an incestuous little group. It's absolutely fascinating. The other part about this whole conservative accountability project is the methodology by which they figured out who is conservative and who is not. According to them, that is. Of the bills that they chose, there are big reasons why conservatives in the Wyoming legislature voted against them. Take, for example, the one labeled conservative fiscal policy on their website. And I quote, a true Wyoming conservative voted to save $3.50 for every dollar spent in the supplemental budget. Wyoming's permanent savings is a tax cut of $3,100 for every Wyoming household every budget cycle. True Wyoming conservatives save taxpayer dollars and cut government spending. End quote. There's only one teensy-weensy little problem with this category, that in Wyoming, budgets are figured out every 2 years, not every year. So the supplemental budget that they're talking about was one that is in addition to everything else that was already budgeted for. What they're referring to with this saving $3.50 for every dollar spent is the $1.4 billion that was allegedly put into savings during this last general legislative session. The truth is, the bulk of that $1.4 billion was put into easily accessible trust funds. See, liberals in the legislature do this all the time. They'll set up a trust fund and they'll put money in it so that they can access it in later sessions. The best example of that is a trust fund that was set up for a new prison to be built, and they put $91 million into it. Now, if you noticed, we don't have a new prison, and we certainly don't have a trust fund with $91 million left in it anymore. Nope. That $91 million was used elsewhere, and that trust fund is no more. Secondly, out of all of the money that they, quote, put into savings, it only generates about $65 million worth of revenue year over year in interest. The only problem with that is this supplemental budget, it created over $100 million in permanent yearly spending. So really, even though they put all that money in the bank, they actually put themselves into a hole with permanent spending. Any real conservative would have voted against the supplemental budget because we already had a budget for that year. And secondly, it generated a whole bunch of new spending that wasn't accounted for. And so this category on the Conservative Accountability Project's website is a bunch of bullcrap. They didn't cut spending at all in the last legislative session. In fact, they increased it. So every person that ends up on the top of their ratings website voted for the supplemental budget. Seems like a really conservative thing to do, if you ask me. Let's talk about another one on their list, property tax reform. It says, and I quote, "A true Wyoming conservative votes for the first and required step in protecting Wyoming citizens from property tax increases," end quote. The two bills that they list, Senate Joint Resolution 3 and House Joint Resolution 2, don't do any of those things. No! Both of them create a fourth class of property called residential property. Now, the guys that wrote the Constitution were brilliant because, as far as property taxes are concerned, they tied both commercial and residential property together. And the reason for that is you can't raise one without raising the other. So, the way the Constitution is written, it protects homeowners from having crazy increases in their taxes. Now, that doesn't do anything about the tax assessment system, but that's what the Constitution says, that you can't raise commercial rates and you can't raise residential rates independently. So what these two bills, and consequently the constitutional amendment that will be on the ballot, does is it creates a whole new class that is just residential property. Now, the argument for it is that'll allow us to lower your tax rates. What's really going to happen, though, is it's going to allow them to monkey independently with the tax rates of residential property without having to affect commercial property. So there's a huge likelihood that your taxes are going to go up, because that's what all of these redcoats do, raise your taxes in any way that they can. The way the Constitution was written is to prevent them from doing that very thing. Any real thinking conservative would have voted against that thing. And let's do one more while we're at it. The Second Amendment, my favorite subject, things that go boom. Their website says, and I quote, "A true Wyoming conservative believes the right of an individual to bear arms is a fundamental constitutional right that shall not be infringed upon." And they cite Senate File 120. Senate File 120 is the one that reinstates firearm rights to convicted nonviolent felons. Before Senate File 120, the state of Wyoming did not have a felon in possession of a firearm statute. We didn't. I absolutely agree with the premise behind Senate File 120, that once you've served your time, you've finished your probation, there's absolutely no reason why you shouldn't be able to have a firearm. For nonviolent felonies, that is. But Senate File 120 created gun control where previously it didn't exist. That's why some of the conservatives voted against it, because they don't vote for things that infringe on your Second Amendment rights, even to the smallest extent. So the bill that they cite contradicts the statement that they made on the website. One last thing about the Conservative Accountability Project before we wrap it up for today's installment of Weekend Update. Every single other ratings website shows exactly the opposite results that this one does. Even the sites that are not managed in Wyoming, the American Conservative Union, that's CPAC, or the Legislative Analysis Institute, and all of them. So we can conclude, my friends, that either A, every single other way that we rate legislators is absolutely wrong, or this one is an absolute lie. And it's pretty clear what this one is. Well, that'll about do it for today's installment of the program. Have a good rest of your weekend, and we'll talk again on Monday during Morning Reload. But for now, from the base of the Bighorns, at the Cowboy State Politics Northern Command Studio, I'm David Iverson, and this is the one and only Cowboy State Politics. politics.